right and wrong, which way? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Right and wrong, which way? Well, we all have concepts in our mind as to what is right and what is wrong. We all have concepts in our mind of what we feel are the right things for us to do and the wrong things for us to do. And because we have these concepts of what is the right thing and what is the wrong thing to do, that is what we base our life on. That is what we base our attitudes on, and that's what we follow through on. Now, what is right and wrong for you? What is right and wrong for you to follow through on? Well, whatever is right and wrong for you is what you do. Now, you might say, it is right for me to think happy thoughts. It is right for me to think abundant thoughts. It is right for me to think harmonious thoughts. It is right for me to live in a world of harmony and peace and love. And I would say, yes, indeed. It is right for me to live in a world of peace and harmony and love. Now, how do I live in a world of peace and harmony and love? I live in a world of peace and harmony and love by associating with peace and harmony and love. I associate everywhere in my world with peace and harmony and love. And as I associate everywhere with peace and harmony and love, that's all I know. That's all I am. That's all I experience. And because that's all I know, that's all I am, and that's all I experience, that's all that I know anything about. If we tell a child not to swear, we want the child not to swear. Now, we don't tell the child not to swear because swearing is good or because swearing is bad. We tell the child not to swear because it is going to bring him a response that he may not want to have. And we say the same thing about anything in our life. We do things because of the response we want to have. Now, there's no right and there's no wrong. There's no good and there's no bad. There's no nothing of that nature. What is it that it brings into our world? What kind of response does it bring to us? And so therefore, we do these things because we want the response. We are angry with ourselves or others because we want the response. I'm angry with others or myself because I want the response. And I am uptight with myself because I want the response. When I'm uptight with myself, then I am not in charge of my world in a harmonious way, and inharmonious things happen in my life. And that really is not a beneficial thing to me. That's not something that makes me sing and dance through life. That's not something that makes me laugh and be happy and be filled with bliss. Not at all. You see, I know what thoughts bring me happy thoughts. What thoughts bring me happy thoughts. What thoughts bring me happy thoughts. I got a broken record there. I know what thoughts bring me happy circumstances. I know what thoughts bring me happy experiences. I know what thoughts bring me a happy body. I know, hey, a happy body? I like that. I know what thoughts bring me a happy mind. Brain is more like it. Okay, I know what thoughts bring me a happy brain. I know what thoughts bring me a happy brain. Yes, okay. Now, if I am so all cotton picking smart that I know what thoughts bring me what I want, you would think that I would be thinking those thoughts every moment of my life. You would think that I would be thinking those thoughts no matter what is going on in my world, no matter what illusions might be going on around me, that I would be thinking these happy, harmonious thoughts. Because that's what I want. At least that's what I say I want. Now, how do I get myself to think happy thoughts when I have conditionally been thinking unhappy thoughts for such a long time? Well, what do you mean, I have been thinking unhappy thoughts for a long time? That's true. Do I think that there is a war anywhere in the world? Do I think there's illness anywhere in the world? Do I think there's poverty anywhere in the world? Do I think there's unhappiness anywhere in the world? Do I think there are problems anywhere in the world? Do I empower them by my thought, my individualized thought, my one thought? Do I empower anything that I say is not what I want to be? Well, if I do, you can be sure that as I empower these things, I experience these things. As I empower them, I experience it. Why do people read about war vicariously? They enjoy the war. Why do people read about people's problems? Because vicariously, they enjoy people's problems. They would really like to experience people's problems and be part of them. Wow, that's sick. Yes, it is. But that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what we do. We empower the very thing we say we do not want to experience because that's the exciting thing. Why do you turn on the news? You're not going to change the news. You're not going to say all is in divine order. If you did, that would be a powerful thing. If you, when you hear about problems, you read it in the newspaper about people who are having sicknesses and who are having business difficulties and so on. Are you helping them by saying all is in divine order now? When you are aware of anybody's problem, the neighbor's problems, and you hear people hollering and screaming and arguing, do you say all is in divine order? Or do you say, the Joneses are having an argument this evening. Oh, you see, whenever you think of them in a negative way, you are empowering that in a negative way. Now, what do you want to empower in your life? What do you want to give strength to in your life? What do you want to experience in your life? What do you really want to have in your life that you think would be the most wonderful, joyous, happy experience that you could ever imagine? Well, for one thing, if you want to experience a peaceful heart, a joyous heart, a happy heart, if you want to experience all of the goodness that life has to offer, take every single thought effort you have and put it on that sort of experience. If I want to experience it, that's what I have to do. If anyone wants to experience it, that's what anyone has to do. You see, in the divine scheme of things, there is no good or bad. Because to name something good or to name something bad is to say it is desirable or undesirable. Now, in God, everything exists, whether it's good or bad. Everything exists, and it has no label. You label it because you find it useful to label it. Because as you label it, then you give it power to be or not to be. As you think about these things, you give it power to be. Oh, I could never experience that sort of thing. Oh, yes, you can. All you have to do is think about it. Oh, I could never have that in my life. Oh, yes, you can. All you have to do is think about it. It's not a matter of right and wrong. It's a matter of what do we empower with our thought? What do we empower with our attitudes? What do we empower with our life? What do we want in our world to fulfill us to the finest and the greatest degree? I see peace on earth. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I see peace on earth. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. If every person on the face of the earth were to say that, there would be no otherness. There would only be peace on earth. If every person on the face of the earth were to say, all is whole and perfect now. All is whole and perfect now. There would be no illnesses. There would be no bodily problems. There would be no sicknesses. If everyone on the face of the earth were to say, I am independently wealthy, they would revel in this abundance, and everyone would revel in it. There would be no poor people. There would be no rich people. There would merely be people reveling in the abundance of all the good and all the joy they could want. Isn't this really what we'd like to do? It's what I'd like to do. It's not what I'd like to do, it's what I do. This is the consciousness that I live in. This is what I tell myself every moment of my life. Now you can tell yourself every moment of your life that all is in divine order if you choose. Or you can go the other route and observe the appearances that are constantly changing. Stay with the truth. All is in divine order. And you will have a life filled, as mine, with happiness, joy, peace, harmony, and all that is good and beautiful. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.